ABC Radio Australia.
Earlier this year, Papua New Guinea declared an HIV/AIDS crisis as infection rates surged to nearly 11,000 new cases in 2024. Now, that spike is equivalent to 30 new cases every day and has sparked alarm in the halls of power in Port Moresby. Now the government is turning back the clock, reviving the National AIDS Council Secretariat as part of its strategy to combat the epidemic. Council Chairman Weapon Kanawi told the ABC's Belinda Cora that PNG is decades behind in the fight against HIV/AIDS.
So what's happened is that over the past 14 years, they have systematically dismantled the HIV/AIDS apparatus, management apparatus that was put in place in the early 2000s. And we had a lot of assistance from bilateral and multilateral donors and organizations that were present in the country who helped us develop a set of ground rules for PNG. And those ground rules were put to good use, and they actually helped reduce the incidence of HIV/AIDS from an expected 3.6% right down to 0.3%. And after that, when they dismantled that apparatus 14 years ago, that was when it has spiraled out of control. So, yes, indeed, the statistics are a worrying sign for this for the country. And they have actually indicated that we've got to act now and we've got to adopt a raunchous attitude to deal with HIV/AIDS now. And silence is never and must never be considered an option, because what they have done is they've taken away the staffing arrangements. They've taken away the provincial AIDS offices. They have removed a lot of the staff. And so the organization went from over 150 staff to 38 staff. So they took away the capability to actually do prevention programs. The end result was that there was no prevention programs, and no, people went on their merry way to actually do their activities, including sexual activities. The end result is that we have now gone to the stage where there's been a very, very large increase in the statistics in infection rates in the country.
Are you able to share with us some statistics from that SWOT analysis?
Because of that, and the statistic really, as the starting point, got me really worried. You know, 300% increase in the sex work industry over the past 14 years. 34% increase in parallel infection in mother-to-child transmission. 130% increase in the general population. And where those two statistics translate to seven children being infected or being born daily who are infected, and 30 individuals out there in different parts of PNG getting infected daily. And there's also been an estimated 45% increase in loss to treatment. That is people who were put on treatment, but as soon as they felt better, they walked away from treatment. And so after 3 months, the viral loading increased again. So They became a problem. Then there's another growing group of kids in hospitals who are also a part of the loss to treatment. So we've got four main areas where HIV/AIDS is growing at the rate of knots. The infection is growing at the rate of knots in this country.
What is your biggest concern now, and what needs to be done?
The biggest thing we've got to do right now is prevention. We have to do prevention programs. We have to get prevention programs from Port Moresby to rural areas. That means we have to redo the National AIDS Council Secretariat. We have to reattach provincial programs. We have to get the churches involved. We have to get NGOs involved. We've got to get CBOs involved. And those people, they've got contacts and connections right through to rural areas. So if we get prevention programs right here in our urban settings, then farm that out to the NGOs and CBOs out there in communities through the provincial programs, then we will be able to cover at least up to 90, 95% of the country. That is the goal.
And that is Wiebke Nauwe, Chairman of the National AIDS Council Secretariat. He was speaking there to ABC's Belinda Cora about the fight against HIV/AIDS in PNG.